You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says the city is close to reaching its goal of having all city streets passable by the end of today. And while there have been complaints about the speed of the cleanup, WYPR's John Lee reports that the Democratic candidates looking to succeed Rawlings-Blake as mayor have held their fire on how she's doing.
As the great dig-out continues, the candidates for mayor haven't had much to say about it. Their Twitter feeds and Facebook pages are mostly silent on how the city they want to run is handling snow removal following last weekend's record-breaking blizzard. At a candidates' forum this week, the subject never came up. When asked about it in an interview, candidate David Warnock steered clear of any criticism, instead praising the people of Baltimore for how they handled themselves.
So I think that the mayor is obviously doing the best job that she can. And, let's hope for some warm weather.
St. Mary's College political science professor Todd Eberle says the reason the mayor is getting a pass is simple. She's not on the ballot. The crowded field of candidates can't capitalize on attacking her, so they focus their fire instead on each other. If the mayor was running for re-election, it would be a different story. The mayor is usually a favorite target of former mayor Sheila Dixon, but in this case, Dixon says Rawlings-Blake is doing a fair job. Dixon's main complaint about the plowing?
Don't just make one little narrow path when it's a street that goes both ways. Stay there and clear it away while you have the opportunity.
One thing that's bugging state senator and mayoral candidate Catherine Pugh is the city's plan to ticket people who haven't shoveled their sidewalks. Pugh says the city's legislative delegation sent a letter to the mayor asking her not to do that.
This is the largest snowstorm we've had in the history since they've been recording snowstorms. So I think everybody deserves some passion and some consideration.
Candidate Patrick Gutierrez says if he had been mayor this week, he would have put the city's snow removal plan out there for all to see.
I would have put the plan publicly and said, here's our plan to attack the city streets, street by street by street. Everybody take a look at it, show me where the gaps are. And if people raise their hand and say, well, wait a minute, there's no truck coming here. Well, we need to adjust the plan.
Elizabeth Embry says this is not one of the city's greatest moments. And if elected mayor, she has some ideas on how to make snow removal go more quickly and efficiently.
It's also looking at investing more in snow clearing efforts that we could even share with the county and other partners across the state.
City Councilman Carl Stokes says it's a tough job clearing Baltimore City's 5,000 miles of snow-covered roads. And Stokes says the city had better get used to it.
We have to look in the future of because this is the new normal now. Every couple of years, we're going to get a big snowfall. And so I think we have to improve that. I don't want to throw stones at them because I know everybody's working hard to try to do the best job they can.
An inept response to a snowstorm can end a mayor's career. That's what happened in 1979 in Chicago. Mayor Michael Anthony Blandick mishandled back-to-back blizzards. That paved the way for Jane Byrne to defeat him in the Democratic primary. If Carl Stokes' prediction comes true that big snowfalls are the new normal, the next mayor of Baltimore can expect future political tests falling from the sky. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.